I'ma spin his cream, seduce and scream. I'ma spin his cream, put his face in a car like these. Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by your one and only. There's no features here yet, but hosted by your one and only, me and Finellis. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate you stopping by. I appreciate if somebody told you to listen to this podcast, let me know. I greatly appreciate that. And if you are returning, shout out to you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming back, most importantly. And if you are coming back, it's your second, whatever number of time you listen to this podcast, if you haven't left a review, please do. I would greatly appreciate that. That helps me tremendously. And if you have like any constructive feedback, leave it in the comments, DM me, let me know. I'm still working on this. And my model moving forward is being more consistent. But anyways, how was your week? I'm going to tell you a little bit about my week, because the week I had last week was a lot for me. It was my monthly, so emotionally, I was drained and I still had to work. I don't know if because it's colder or a switch in my vitamins that I've been taking. I think it's probably because I know what it is, but I had the worst cramps. The worst. I was going through it, y'all. Your girl was going through it. But I'm much better now. By Friday, it got much better. I was able to work out Saturday. Being on my cycle emotionally, it drains me. And it's like, who am I when I'm on this cycle? But anyways, I'm not going to bore you too much of that, because I want to get into the main topic and the main conversation today. So, and that is a recap of a show on HBO. It's on HBO Max. So it's not on HBO. It doesn't come on an actual TV show, like a regular HBO programming, but it does come on HBO Max, and that's the app. That's like the online streaming service, and you can watch this show called Rap Shit. And I'm talking about it because I finished watching it a while ago. But I never sat down to record how I felt about the show, but now I am. And probably like once or twice a month, I want to incorporate an episode of the podcast just talking about a TV show that I like, a TV show or a movie. Because as much TV shows and content that I consume, I want to put y'all on. Y'all know me. I like to put you on good stuff. Like to tell you to avoid the bad stuff. And if you want to try it out for yourself, I mean, I always encourage you to just figure out if you like something or not, because my yes or no is not always going to be, you know, the end all be all. But I just want you to know about it. So if you haven't watched Rap Shit, this episode is full of a lot of spoilers. So if you want to watch it on your own, or if you don't care about spoilers, continue to listen. But if you want to, you know, watch the show on your own, form your own judgment, and, you know, watch yourself from like a fresh perspective, pause, watch the 8 episodes, come back and listen to it so we can talk about it. So first and foremost, this show is created by the one and only Issa Rae. She writes a few episodes, but again, like, she has a writer's room, so there's multiple people who are writing this show with her. This show has 2 Black female leads, and the 2 leads are Shauna. She is played by, I think I'm saying her name right, Aida. She is from a podcast I listen to called Keep It. And she also writes for television as well, and she writes on this TV show. And then we have Mia, who is the second two lead actors, and she is played by a real rapper named Chameleon. I think I'm saying her name right, like Chameleon, like how much? Not a million, but Chameleon. But anyways, little bit of backstory between these two women is that they used to be friends in high school, and then they kind of parted ways. Mia went off to college in New York with her boyfriend and her, I guess, friends that she met in college. And then Shauna didn't She just graduated high school and just started working and started hustling. And she's a single mother. She has a baby daddy, but we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk about Shauna first. I'm going to make it clear. I like Mia over Shauna. But I do see myself, like my things I used to do in the past, like Shauna. Not scamming, because I don't scam, honey. I don't scam. But her unsureness, her uneasiness, and the lies that she tried to tell herself. So we're going to first talk about the different characters. So Shauna and Mia are completely different, and they're just not alike at all. So Shauna is my, I like her the least. I'm going to be honest about that. I want to get into the reason why I like Shauna the least. And like I mentioned, Shauna, some of Shauna's ways remind me of myself and it makes me cringe. But Shauna is young. She's ambitious. She still wants to be a rapper, but she wants to be a conscious rapper. So she's doesn't want to fall into, you know, rapping about certain things to get certain attention and clout and whatnot. So she's really not into that. And that's the challenge about being a female rapper. There are conscious rappers that are women, but do they get the same attention as the, you know, the Cardi B's and Nicki Minaj's and, you know, the City Girls and whatnot? No, because, you know, like sex sells, and in order to sell records, they want you to have a certain look. And she doesn't believe that she needs to do it that way. But, you know, like, she had a viral video, and the thing about going viral is that you have to keep going with it. So the viral clip that she has, a lot, some people may recognize her, but the viral clip hasn't gone much. She hasn't got a record deal or anything like that. So we're going to also get into a little bit of her history as well, because she kind of sort of was getting somewhere in her music career. She had a friend who was a producer, and I don't know what happened. He kind of put her on a wayside. But let's talk about Shauna's personality. Shauna is unsure of herself. And I think a reason why she's so unsure of herself is because what she wants to do in her music career isn't really moving. And it sucks being that, you know, you went off to college. You went off to New York to college. I'm not sure what she majored in exactly. And her boyfriend is a lawyer. I guess he wants to become some type of a congressman or some type of political figure. So the way he viewed things is a little bit different from her, because he wants her to be a bit more realistic. He hasn't said that, but you could tell when you watch the show, the conversations that they have, it's kind of like he's a bit more uptight. Now, also, Shauna not only lies to the people around her, but she also lies to herself. And that's like, you know, one of the worst things. Okay, it's one thing to lie to other people, but to lie to yourself, like, does that really help you sleep at night? Is that really the solution to the problem that you're already having? And I kind of see why she is like that, because around her, there is a lack of support. I could say that her boyfriend doesn't really believe in her dreams. Her one friend who believed that she was a good rapper kind of like left her hanging because she wasn't willing to change her style and the way she dressed, the way she raps and whatnot. She wasn't willing to conform to the norm of what a female rapper looks like. And being that, you know, he was more in the music industry, as in he was producing for other people who are famous, he knows that, okay, this sells, sex sells. Are you going to do that or no? So he kind of pushed it to the wayside and it kind of fell off. But y'all, I don't want to say too much. Like, I know this is full of spoilers, but I don't want to, you know, just spoil it completely for y'all. So we're going to, you know, step by step. I'm going to say some things, but I'm not going to say a lot. But episode 7 and 8, whew, okay. Anyways, so my thing about Shauna is that she's selfish in the ways that her intentions of always hanging out with Mia is never clear, you know? Like, it's like Mia wants to rap about certain things. And before I get into that, let me give you a little context about Mia. Mia is different. Mia is Miami 305. I'm going to guess that she never left Miami. She's giving me that vibe. Has a heavy Miami accent. Is a single mom of a daughter. Her baby daddy is an up-and-coming producer. They kind of get along or whatever, but he's an up-and-coming producer. He doesn't have, you know, like a regular 9-to-5 or a job. So he's just trying to really make it within the career. He knows what he is doing. He's extremely talented, just not paid because he's not really signed. Like, for example, when you're coming up in music, some people are going to use you because they know you're talented. They know you're probably going to be the cheapest person to go to because they could probably pay you like not even half the price of what they're paying other people, but they can pay you lower than that or not pay you at all because he's still waiting for the rest of his money to come in. And I kind of forgot his name, Lamont. Lamont. As soon as I said Lamont, I remember the way Mia would say Lamont. Heavy Miami accent. So Lamont may not have everything that Mia is looking for, but he is a good person overall. He does have a good heart. He does have good intentions. He is just really trying. And Mia doesn't have much patience. You know, when you're a single mom and you're the one with the car, you're the one with the daughter most of the time. You know, you're the one who had to carry the child and you feel as if like the baby father's not doing much. It really kind of tests your patience because you're going to ask yourself, like, how long? Like, how long is this man going to get it together to do this, to do that, or whatever? So along with Mia being a single mother, she is also a sex worker. She also works at a department store, and she also does makeup. So she's a hustler. You know, she's going to take care of hers and her baby. And she also, or her daughter, because her daughter is a little bit grown, not a baby anymore. But she is also has a humongous social media presence. She's that girl on social media telling you girls, you know, how to get it. Don't trust no nigga for this. Don't trust no nigga for that. Make sure, you know, he pay you this, that, and a third. So she does have a humongous online presence, something that Shauna does not have, even though Shauna, you know, had a viral clip. Even though they didn't show Mia's Instagram too much, but to me, she's giving me like social media influencer up and coming and, you know, like a type of girl who just, you know, a girl's girl, you know, like girls love her because she's motivational, she's real, and that's who she is. Mia is real to a certain extent because she does put on a little bit on social media, and you'll see if you watch the show, and if you have watched the show, you know what I'm talking about. She does put a little bit on in terms of how she's living and whatnot. She, you know, she only shows what helps her brand. I'll say that. Now, the thing about the two is that Mia has the producer, which is, you know, her baby daddy, Lamont, and she has a potential manager. Now, her manager, she needs to get everything signed in a contract. Her manager is Chastity, and she's like a pimp or whatnot, and she's like, you know, trying not to be a pimp no more, basically trying to be like a DJ Khaled of Miami, I would say, you know, like, so if there's a party going on, she connects people with the party. She knows everyone, but no one knows her. She's just really trying to get on. So I like her character. She does get on my nerves, but it's so hard for me not to talk about the show without going into debt. But we have to talk about Chastity. And when season 2 comes, we're going to talk more about her. And yes, this show has already been renewed for a season 2, which I'm ecstatic about. It's Issa Rae, and the show was really good. And the last episode was kind of like, oh no, it's already ending. I did mention before this is only 8 episodes and it's only 30 minutes or so. I know, it's HBO. Are they going to give Issa an hour show? If it's a drama, perhaps. But this is more of a comedy, not as dramatic. But so the main issue that the two girls have is that, are we going to be a group for real? And are we going to rap about what we want to rap for real? And the second episode, Mia and Shauna had a conversation because Mia went to Shauna's house to record, and you know, like she was giving her different kind of bars. Like she was giving her conscious rap, and Mia's not really into the conscious rap because that's not her flow. That's not her style, but that's what Shauna wants. So being that they're two completely different people, they have to merge somehow to know what kind of group they want to create. What is going to be their brand as a rap duo, Shauna and Mia. Also, they don't have a name for their group yet. Hopefully that's something that comes in season two. So there is a conversation they have at the bar when they're talking about, you know, conscious rap, women, you know, rapping conscious rap, and then women who are rapping about whatever they want to rap about. And what it's a very interesting conversation because it's a conversation that people have all the time. But the thing is that when it comes to like female rap, there are women who are conscious rappers out there. People don't listen to them as much as they listen to the other artists, like the Trinas, the Nicki Minajs, the Cardi B's, the City Girls, the Remy Ma's. You know, there's people like No Name. There's so many conscious rappers out there, but they're not as big as the other girls because people, let's be honest, people don't really do conscious rap like that. People barely do poetry in a sense. You know what I mean? That conscious rap, I like it. Nothing wrong with it, but it, to be honest, it's not going to spark the same way, you know, the mainstream hip hop sound and flow and lyrics are. That's just being honest, to be clear. So that conversation they had was a very good conversation because it was kind of like, you know, it was one of those conversations I was always having in the background. People are always having and whatnot. And they put it in TV. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, when they were writing the script, they did have this in mind. They do know that they want to make this clear. Because also the thing of what I admire about this show and Issa writing this show and creating this show and also depicting this show in Miami. And sidebar, I want to say the way they depict the Miami is amazing. They're not just showing you South Beach to new places in Miami. They're showing you where the Haitians live, where the Black people live, you know, because I always tell people there's two types of Miami. There's New Miami and there's Old Miami. New Miami is like South Beach, you know, Star Island, the fancy Miami when people go to Miami trip. And there's like Miami, there's like North Miami is what I would call it, where all the Haitians live, the Jamaicans, that the true melting pot of Miami. That part is what really makes Miami. The New Miami, honestly, it will be underwater in less than 10 years. You heard it here first. You probably heard it somewhere else as well, but you heard it here first on my podcast. New Miami will be underwater. So there doesn't need to be tech hub in Miami, and stop building in Miami. Just give people fair jobs at this point because they're going to be living in houseboats. Anyways, going back to what I'm saying. So with, I kind of lost track a little bit, but with Shauna and Mia is that after they have that conversation, Shauna is still selfish with her ways and how she goes about this rap group. You know, she doesn't like Chastity as a manager because she doesn't trust Chastity. Chastity would always come to her hotel job and act as if it's her office, because at the job that she works at, the hotel job that she works at, a lot of, you know, celebrity people come in and out and whatnot. So Chastity's just, you know, staying in the lobby trying to see who she can find and whatnot. Anyways, I will say the first episode, people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's too much social media, like too much this. But the reason, and I watched a lot of interviews to understand the reason why there was so much social media influence in the first two episodes, is because when we look back on the City Girls, when we look back on Cardi B, when we look back on all the latest and newest rappers, a lot of their fame has started on the internet. You know, that's where they created their fan base. That's where their first listeners came. They weren't signed and then you started hearing about them. They worked their way through social media, as so many people have done, to get to where they're at, to get that, you know, to go viral, to get that audience, to get their brand and their identity out there. So I understand having the social media aspect, because a lot of people who are getting famous right now, we're watching their fame in real time. Like, for example, we've all watched Tabitha Brown grow into who she was in real life, in real time. You know, we may not know every step by step, everything that she's done, but we know that during the pandemic, Tabitha Brown was that girl. And she's still that girl. She's like everybody's, you know, online auntie or whatever. So I appreciate that aspect, because at first, I don't like shows that are heavily based in social media, but being that Rap Shit is reflecting, you know, female rappers right now, it's important to include social media, because if you don't have social media in the conversation, then it kind of like, it's not really matching up to a show that's trying to be realistic. Yes, Shauna and Mia are, you know, like, well, Mia is a real rapper in real life because she's a chameleon. But Shauna is just an actor slash writer, possible producer as well. Now, overall, am I a fan of this show? Absolutely. And I'm not saying that because I'm a fan of Issa Rae. I just love the writing on the show. Again, it's relatable. I see myself in Shauna a lot. I see, like, I would say my old self in Shauna, you know, being unsure, being a little selfish and lying to herself. Sometimes in her relationship, I'm like, ugh, Cliff is just not it. And I date somebody who's a bit uptight, but not like Cliff, because Cliff, y'all watch the episode, Cliff, he's completely insecure about himself. And it's disgusting. For a man to be insecure, it's a complete turnoff. And that is who Cliff is. But overall, I love how the show is based in Miami. I don't remember what last show was based in Miami. The only one that's coming to mind is Miami Vice. And I really didn't watch Miami Vice growing up, to be honest with you. I didn't, if it came on, whatever channel it came on, I didn't have it. If it was a movie, I didn't see it. So I love how it's depicted. It's as accurate as possible. It's only season one, so I'm excited to see what season two will do. Shauna is not standing on her word for nothing. Mia, girl, everything that glitters ain't gold. Don't trust these niggas. Sometimes being loyal when it uses the best way to go. And you ain't had to do a Lamont like that, Mia. Girl, Mia, I'm talking you heart to heart. We see each other. You ain't had to do a Lamont like that. You ain't had to do a Lamont like that. And now your daughter is confused into what's going on. Anyways, I just want to give a little brief synopsis on this show, because I think everyone should give this show a chance. Again, it's on HBO Max. It's called Rap Shit. The I in shit is actually an exclamation mark. So sometimes I'm tweeting about it. It's kind of, I'm not sure about what to tweet exactly, because the exclamation marks kind of messes up the hashtag, if you know what I mean. But regardless, this is an amazing show. I definitely said to watch it. Hopefully it comes out summer 2023. It came out summer this year. You know, a little summertime thing, something for the girls or whatever. And this show is also, the City Girls are, they're producers on the show. I think they're producers or executive producers. But the show is not about them exactly. This show is about rap women in general. So, you know, Issa Rae took inspiration from every rap girl right now, because I know a lot of us don't say it, but female rap has taken over. Female rap has taken over. And we're dominating right now. Well, I'm not going to say we, because I don't really rap. The women are dominating right now on a complete different level. And this show will be a period piece, because it will reflect the current times that we are in today, with so many female rappers not only just rapping but being successful rappers, being respected rappers. Also, I do want to say, last week I watched the BET Hip Hop Awards, and Trina got her things. She got, you know, she got an award. I believe it was a Lifetime Achievement Award or something like that. But Trina, Miss 305, got her things. And I really like that. I felt like that was kind of like full circle for Rap Shit. But shout out to the City Girls for being executive producers and letting Issa, you know, bless this and whatnot. And I love how Issa also involved them, because Issa didn't just left LA, come to the 305, Miami 305, and just, you know, taken over. She has people on her show who are from Miami. She has some characters who are real Haitians. They speak Creole. And also, like, I just love the way she works. I just love the way this woman works. And I can get into it, but I'm not. I'll say that for another episode. If you haven't watched the show, it's a great show to binge. It's worth watching. Again, only 8 episodes and about 30 minutes. And then if you love it, we're going to talk about it. But overall, am I a fan? Yes, I am a fan. I give this show, I'm gonna give the show a 90% a 90% rating. The first two episodes are key episodes to pay attention to. I know some people don't like the social media aspect or feel as if it's too slow, but the show does give you context and you're not waiting on episode 6 to understand what you're watching. You get what you watch at the beginning. So pay attention. So before I wrap up this episode, I have a business of the week. And this business of the week is from my friend Kiara. She is based in Sanford, Florida. She owns a business called Savvy Sugarista. So she does, you know, the sugaring, kind of like waxing, but it's sugar. I haven't done it before, but I'm definitely going to book a session with her very soon. You should definitely check it out. We used to work together, and seeing that she started her own business and have her own suite, I'm extremely proud of her. I love people starting their own stuff and doing what they've been doing. Because when I met her at my old job, she was in school trying to get her degree for this, and she got it, and my girl got her own business, and it's about to boom. So shout out to you, Kiara. Once again, it's called Savvy Sugarista. I will leave her Instagram below, and that is about it. Now, as for me, I'm definitely going to rewatch Trap Shit, because I feel like if I don't have anything else to watch on TV, well, actually, I'm watching a few shows on TV, but I'm going to save that for the next episode. But anyways, thank you for listening. If you watch Rap Shit, please DM me. Let's sound off below. And if there's any shows that you want me to watch to talk about, let's do it. Let's talk about it. I'm with it. Let's do it. But as for now, I'm gonna, you know, leave you guys off. And the song that I was playing at the beginning of the episode is actually from Rap Shit. So Issa Rae, she also has her own, you know, I think it's under a bigger record label, but she has her own record label. And this song that she made is a song that she actually helped create in a studio. I believe she did ad libs for it. And listen, ain't nothing that Issa Rae can do that I won't like. So anyways, thank you for listening. I'll see y'all on the next episode. Well, y'all listen to me on the next episode. So, take care. Bitch, live a rent free in his pockets. Body valid, I can't take no bad pick. Got the keys from that nigga like Khaled.